Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 8:20 this afternoon at some point, the CIAC is expected to release its plan for high school sports in the upcoming school year. Right on top of the story from the start has been a friend of the show, Mike DeMauro, sports columnist, bon vivant, man around town for the New London Day. DeMauro of the day, how are you?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Mike. How are
things
you?
How's things in pandemic-stricken East Lyme?
Just about like they are every place else, Joe.
Yes.
Very slow.
Exactly.
Know?
All right. So we have the CIAC has been working on this to their credit, and you have reported that they seem to have come up with a plan that will compact all the sports into a 6-month period in 2021.
Well, all right, Joe. So that's as of Monday afternoon. I learned through a CIAC source that that's what they were going to do.
Right.
Winter sports January, February. Fall sports March, April. Spring sports May, June. Now that yesterday, a lot of the individual sports committees met, and I was told they made some compelling arguments to keep at least some sports in the fall.
Really?
Yes. So I still think the Board of Control is going to err on the side of the 2021 plan.
Right.
But am I as sure as I was on Monday? No.
Which sports want to stay in the fall?
As I understood it, Joe, I believe Dave Rudin down in Fairfield County is the one who said this, that right. Volleyball, for what I made a
really
compelling argument to stay. That surprises me, since that's an indoor.
Yeah, it sure is.
But I think based on the way we see other things going, like the Pac-12, the Big Ten, you know, the Ivies, NESCAC, all that stuff, I still think we're going to err on the side of let's go to 2021, let's give science 3 or 4 more months to get a
right
hold on this thing and go from there.
Wow. And, you know, the thing is, here's the deal. I think one of the arguments could be made, well, part of the tradition, you know, around Thanksgiving, we got these big games coming up. That's football now. And you know, the fact is, there is some tradition. So it is going to change a few things. But then again, they're not doing the Big E this year.
Yeah, well, Ray, the plan that they had, if they were to keep football, I believe it would have been over by Thanksgiving anyway. So
okay.
You know, they would have played a 5 or 6 game season, and everything would have been done November 15th-ish.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, there's so many details that have to be worked out here. My son is 10, and I have to tell you, I'm not really thrilled about him going back to school.
Oh, I'm sure. In your opinion, what are the positives of a football season in March and April? And are there any drawbacks?
Joe, the only drawback, I think, is that it's going to hurt the three sport athlete. It's very hard to go from basketball to football to lacrosse in such a short period of time, especially football to lacrosse. There's a lot of kids who play both of those sports, and they're so physical that I don't know that you can play them back to back.
Yeah. On the other hand, you got to remember the USFL played in the spring. Until a certain guy who ran the Generals decided, well, you got to go head to head against the NFL. How'd that work? Not very well.
I mean, Joe, and the other thing, Joe, I've been hearing is that small schools, smaller schools, who rely on kids who play more than one sport are going to get hurt by this.
Oh, absolutely.
Physically? Yeah. Absolute.
Yeah,
because the kids, as you say, kids won't be able to play. Talking with Mike DeMauro, sports columnist in the London Day, the CIAC Board of Control will meet this afternoon after all the individual sports committees have gotten together to discuss their plan for high school sports moving forward. I would think, Mick, that if we're having two-month seasons, there's no state tournaments at the end of the rainbow.
No.
They were going to do – the fall sports plan had included, like, regional-type things, regional tournaments. That's probably what they would do. Yeah, I don't think we're going to see a state tournament model back until 2022.
Well, and financially, that's a hit for the CIAC.
Well, all right, Joe, think about this. The basketball finals at the Sun usually draw – about 20,000 paid,
right,
at $10 a whack.
Wow.
And there is no rent for the arena. So that is almost pure profit for them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, after they pay, you know, whoever they got to pay, but what are we talking about? $190,000 worth of profit? Imagine not having that 2 years in a row.
Wow.
Well, it's going to be but everything's going through a financial hit, so it just doesn't seem like that's a issue. And again, this is all contingent on the fact that the learning it stays the way it is. If schools do hybrid learning with students in part of the time, I would think that would be that it's okay to think that we would have scholastic sports. But if we have another spike and it's all virtual learning, then that goes out the door, and we're back to where we were in the middle of March.
Exactly, Joe. And we're even a 2021 model, we're rolling the dice that there's going to be some kind of a treatment or a vaccine
right
first of the year. We don't know that.
Well,
the people who have brains don't know it, so God forbid we don't know it.
No, we don't.
Let's flip to another subject that's been the hot topic, and that's college football. Obviously, UConn was the first individual school to decide that it's not worth trying to play this year. Yesterday, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 made their decision. And if you were on Twitter and you followed people who are college football fanatics, including a couple who I respect and are good friends with, you would have thought the world had ended. I'm stunned by the reaction of some people who I think know a lot and have a lot on the ball and have just lost their mind because there might not be college football this year.
Yeah, you know, Joe, it's funny when it's easy to sort of sit in the ivory tower, but when it affects your livelihood, all of a sudden everything seems to change. I applaud the Big Ten and the Pac-12, UConn, you know,
right.
Okay. Football is about physical contact and 70,000 people in the stands next to each other. What are we trying to avoid? Physical contact and 70,000 people in the stands next to each other. I mean, come on.
It's not a win-win, is it?
No.
Hey, you know, just another question, Mike, but you were talking a bit about the basketball tournament over at Mohegan, which, what do you say, figured it out, it was $100,000, $200,000. What about some of the big football programs in the collegiate level? Michigan makes a ton of money. Ohio State makes a ton of money. So that's going to hit them hard.
So, Ray, Lindsay Whalen used to play for the Sun, and she's stayed a good friend of mine. She's now the women's basketball coach at Minnesota. Okay. And I was talking to her for a while, a month or two back, and she said, Mike, if there's no football, then our budget and the budget of every other sport here is
right.
is going to get affected, and it's going to be bad.
It's not going to be easy, that's for sure, but nothing has been since the middle of March. Mike, thanks for jumping on early with us.
Thanks,
you
Mike.
And Daniel, stay safe. I'll see you soon.
You too. Okay, Joe. Bye, Ray.
Thank you. Bye. Mike, tomorrow of the day. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.